could see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Some of his army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it. And John got to take a look and he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look and he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program, and welcome. Family, I got a load of things to talk about you today, because we are in dangerous times. We've got cannabis being approved. We got statins. We got drugs. We got inter-revolution. We got all sorts of activities happening around the world. We got a disappearing plane. We got weather anomalies happening everywhere. Oh, it's just all going down. You know, it's all connected. You know what it's for? It's to keep you all busy. People just love talking about, like a moth flying to the flame. They want to know about the dangers, but not how to fix them. They want to know what's coming, but fly right into it. That's what's going on today, and they know that. And they're going to keep everybody busy. Just as busy as a one-armed paper hanger, as we say down home. And people love it too, man. They eat it all up. Eat it all up. Learn about the plane that's missing. Was it a black hole, another, I don't know, anomaly of alien abduction? Or was it some person aboard the plane like Larry McDonald and they had to stop the plane, or the bankers? I mean, we could just go on and on and on. You know what? You could listen to this. I could analyze it, you know, get all the articles about it and talk about it and all that stuff, and spend the rest of the time talking about black holes and, I don't know, the Bermuda Triangle. And then I'll spend 15, 20 minutes talking about the Bermuda Triangle and Amelia Earhart. And, oh, here we go. And then we'll talk about the CIA or the KGB capturing somebody. That's why they took the plane down. Or, oh, it's a Goldberg Sherini thing where they're all actors on this plane or something or another. Or I could spend a whole hour just jibber-jabbering. And you know what? You're not going to ever find out whatever happened to that plane. Even if it didn't exist, who says it even happened? Family, here's the point. As they got you all busy, worrying about a plane and the excitement of it to keep your time up and pull you away from Jesus Christ, pull you away from the real issues at hand. While they sneak up on you with a humanist manifesto, and like, what's his name, Norman Mattoon Thomas, 1944, said America would, and it will happen, because it's already happened, and people don't even know it yet, that this country has always been, as the facts demonstrate, a socialist nation in the background, and people didn't even know. Doesn't even know. Since when? Since 1776. And these are all facts, I'm telling you. This is not speculation or some commentary that's based on opinions. These are facts. Nobody wants to know. But tell me about the plane, though. Ooh, yeah, I want to know. Was it really an alien abduction? Black hole? What happened? Were they carrying some secret project? Some secret big crate that had some, who knows, the head of Geronimo, or some crystal skull, or some device that the Illuminati wants to conceal. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Just keeping you all busy. That's all what it's all about. But keeping your eyes off the main issues of how they're sneaking in the humanist manifesto, the humanism, New Age movement in on you as they bring it to the surface and don't even know it. I'm going to talk about that today. About this. And show you how they're really working in the background. How they're really operating. Now, we're operating today on Talkstream Live. Go in there. And we're going to talk about the true agendas of the globalists. Humanist Manifesto. You see, we're going to talk about those things today. And it includes Obamacare and everything. It's all connected together. You see, all of it is. And when you start giving them the evidence, they don't want to know. People don't want to know. When you start giving the details, they fly. You know? Like the three monkeys with the fingers in the ear, hands over the mouth, covering the eyeballs up. We have a corrupt system. Yeah, okay, I'm going to tell you how. And you start telling them about the Illuminati, about the Vatican, about Freemasons. Oh, that's all a conspiracy theory. I don't want to know about that. I want to know about the corrupt government. It's like, what? I'm telling you about the corrupt government. This is the corrupt government we're talking about. It's the world government that's corrupt. You got your Hannitys and Becks and all them. They're not telling you the truth. They're trying to divide you in meaningless subjects. I'm telling you right now. To keep you all busy. Like they did, when was it? In December the 25th of 1913. During a holiday. Everybody's busy. What? During the holiday. And they passed the Federal Reserve Act. Snuck that in on you. You see. And other events, they come up with a false flag to keep you busy, while in the background, they're solidifying their world government and New World Order, North American Union here in the United States, little by little. Nixon had a part of it, Reagan, Carter, FDR, even go back to then. And I'm telling you, evidence supports what I'm telling you. FDR had planned his own dictatorship. I've got the quotes from him directly. March of 4th, 1939, behind closed doors. Then they were going to have a world order in 1943. It didn't happen the way they had planned. They're all working together. Evidence confirms. And then, in 1945, began the targeting of the United States, Incorporated, to take it down by Tavistock in 1945 and 50. We didn't win the Revolutionary War. We didn't win the War of 1812. We certainly didn't win the Civil War. We was killing each other. And in World War I, we didn't win. It simply moved into World War II, the Nazis, the Germans, the Illuminati, Freemasonry, the Vatican, all moved it into World War II as part two of it. You see, the League of Nations, by what's his name? Oh, Woodrow Wilson, a dupe of Mandel House, under supernatural control. As a matter of fact, in Woodrow Wilson's own diary, he writes that Colonel Mandel House was his alter ego. That means he had control. That's his own words. Woodrow Wilson was weak link. He's under control. At the same time, FDR, when he was deputy, deputy director or deputy assistant secretary of the Navy, something like that, he was working in the background to foment World War I. Oh, FDR is one evil individual. I got evidence at the yin-yang. You may not want to hear it. The evidence speaks for itself. And Churchill, another murderer, responsible for the sinking of the Lusitania, working with J.P. Morgan, and inside the Illuminati of the Germans, working together. They had to sink the Lusitania, May the 7th, as a false flag to galvanize Americans and Europeans to start World War I, which was planned before 1873 by a Freemason named Albert Pike. So World War I went as planned and simply moved into World War II. That's all it did. Hitler was funded by Wall Street. Hitler was trained by Tavistock in London. Hitler, Adolf Hitler, was second cousin to Stalin, Churchill, and Queen Elizabeth II. They're all second cousins working together. Fact. Of the Merovingian bloodline. So when World War II goes as planned, it didn't. Because we were supposed to be in a new world order with Hitler as the Antichrist. Because FDR was working with these people. They planned Pearl Harbor in 1925 with Churchill and FDR and the Japanese elite. Planned Pearl Harbor as another false flag. That's a fact. Family, history books are worthless. And so, World War II was supposed to bring us in six phases into a new world order. It didn't happen. You see, God's in control. But in 1945, when Truman authorized the murder of tens of thousands of Japanese in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, you see, the Japanese were surrendering to the Vatican. That's like one of the three little pigs surrendering to the wolves and say, we're just bringing to my house now. Same thing exactly. This is a fact. And while they were surrendering in the Vatican Jesuits ordered Truman to destroy both Nagasaki and Hiroshima because of their Christian influence and a sacrifice. The sacrifices of tens of thousands of life forces and humans opens up portals in every war. 1945, fact. We brought the Nazis over, 10,000 Nazi scientists, politicians, psychological warfare experts, and Operation Paperclip. We brought over the Nazis here in our government. They founded half of the CIA. That's what founded the CIA, was the Nazis. The Europeans maintained the communist control. Family, all this I'm telling you is the truth. You see, we just brought the Nazis over here. We didn't win the war. We just moved it here. The League of Nations, for example, going back to the early 1900s, League of Nations was the first attempt at a world government. Remember the war to end all wars? The war to end all wars was supposed to be World War I. It didn't happen. Then World War II, we fund Hitler. The Europeans train Hitler at Tavistock. In 1927, 1928, we funded Adolf Hitler in Wall Street. That's a fact. But God turned him over to a power lust, and it didn't work. The Japanese did not complete the attack on Pearl Harbor to completely devastate it because those four aircraft carriers were moved out. And Yamamoto pulled back his forces after about the third wave or so. He didn't complete the plans that he was supposed to complete to completely devastate Pearl Harbor and control the Pacific Ocean. He failed in that plan. Hitler failed to working with Churchill. You heard me right. Working with Churchill, Hitler failed, went on his own. He, in the fifth phase of this Second World War, working with France and working with Churchill, they're supposed to have taken France and Britain. In the sixth phase, to launch an attack in Canada, cut down in the middle of the United States, the Japanese were supposed to take California, and FDR had in fact planned a military dictatorship using the military against American citizens. That was the plan. It's documented. And the sixth phase was to be a world order in 1943-44. That plan fell apart. You see. History books don't record this, of course. They don't record this. People don't want to hear this because they're saying, oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. No, it's not. The true agenda is to make a world government through the Humanist Manifesto. That's what it was all about. Admiral Robert Theobald, commander of all destroyers at Pearl Harbor, he said, and I quote, President Roosevelt forced Japan to war and enticed them to initiate hostilities by holding the Pacific Fleet in the Hawaii waters as an invitation to that attack. The plans to use Pearl Harbor as the bait started in June 1940, and Roosevelt, Marshall, Army Chief of Staff then, and Stark, Admiral Chief of Naval Operations, knew about Pearl Harbor 21 hours before the attack, unquote, Admiral Robert Theobald. You see. And you know, Harry Emerson Barnes, Elmer Barnes, said the American government knew that they were vulnerable at Pearl Harbor. It was at Pearl Harbor in 1932 that the United States Navy conducted maneuvers to test the chances of success of an attack from the sea. And they discovered that Pearl Harbor was vulnerable from as close as 60 miles off the shore in 1932, unquote. And you know that we made sure that the communists remained control of the Northern Korea and Vietnam. You know when that happened? General Douglas MacArthur said, and I quote, the possibility of Red China entry into the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, which in effect protected Red China mainland from attack by Chiang Kai-shek's forces of 500,000 men, unquote. We made sure that China remained communist by order of the Vatican. And this is quoted through General Douglas MacArthur. And the culprit is the Council of Foreign Relations. That is the Illuminati. Femi, this is the point. It's not a war of isms. It's a war of Illuminati. The true agenda is the Humanist Manifesto that I was covering yesterday. I'm going to talk about that today. Every war that we've been in has been orchestrated, pre-planned, and designed. And the winner has always been chosen ahead of time. And every president has been chosen even before they hit the grade school, because they're all part of the Illuminati, the Merovingian bloodline. And they're Luciferians, every mother, son, and daughter of them. Every one of them. And this is a fact. MacArthur was a 33rd degree Freemason. Woodrow Wilson, FDR, were all 33rd degree Freemasons. Mandel House was a Freemason. Saddam Hussein was a Freemason. I wonder where he is today. They didn't kill him. They didn't kill bin Laden. They killed bin Laden in 2001. Omar Sheikh, 2007, Benir Bhutto confirms that bin Laden was killed even before 2007 by Omar Sheikh. Oh, by the way, Benir Bhutto, the former prime minister of Pakistan, she was killed 2 months later after she made that statement on David Frost's show. These are the facts, family. And people don't like to hear them. When you say, well, let me show you the evidence, they run like scared rabbits because they don't want to hear the truth. That's not going to stop the truth from being spoken. It's not going to stop the truth from being told. It's not going to stop the truth from being the truth. Running from it will only make you ignorant. I believe in meeting something head up, eye to eye, nose to nose, and walking over it. That's my philosophy. But I follow Jesus Christ. And when you say the name Jesus Christ, people run like the dickens. And he's the only one that's going to solve these problems. And that will be at Armageddon. That's it. It's that simple. And yet it's going to be very difficult. Because many Christians are going to fall away. And many that preachers that are out in the front today, they're going to disappear. They're going to go in the woodwork because many of them are preaching the Humanist Manifesto themselves on the pulpit. I'd say the majority today. David Wilkerson was one of the last great ones. Today, you don't have any. You've got some good ones out there that are telling the truth. Sam Gipp, and you got Hovind, who's in prison right now. You've got Hoggard, Scott Johnson. You got several others out there, but people aren't listening. But who's preaching the real truth about Jesus? Who's preaching the gospel that to take Jesus as your Savior? It's all connected. Every bit of it's connected. It's a supernatural war going on out there today. It's spiritual. Well, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And then I'm going to lay it out for you today. And then tonight, Bible study, we're going to talk about the supernatural realm, which is really what's governing everything going on today. But won't be a large number. I won't have 10,000 people. I won't have 1,000. I won't have 100. I won't have 50. Nobody wants to hear. I'm going to tell you today and show you how they use the media. Under the Humanist Manifesto agenda, how they use the media. And people, man, they don't got a clue. Don't have a clue, one, about how their children are being manipulated by the Humanist Manifesto. I'm going to show you how today. Lord, today we come before you in prayer. In the name of your Son, we pray, his Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray, Lord. Father, we dedicate this broadcast. Father, we dedicate our lives. We bring before you our sins as we name them to you. Lord, we acknowledge our sins and bring them to the cross. Lord, we know that we name that sin, that, Father, you'll forgive us of them. And, Father, to cover us in the blood of Jesus, that, Lord, we be protected from the fiery darts of Satan. And Lord, we call upon you, Lord, that you'll use that Holy Spirit to spread upon this nation. And Father, spread upon this world, Lord, that you'll take the Holy Spirit, touch the hearts of those, give them courage to speak out against this Illuminati, against the Vatican, against the Freemasons, and against all those that are being fooled that's in the secret societies, Lord, to touch their hearts, to give them conviction, to renounce the blood oath they've taken against their families, against their fellow man, and against themselves. Lord, to renounce that blood oath. Lord, and to take away that curse. But Father, they don't know. They need that those divine appointments to help them. Lord, we do pray for our brethren. Lord, today especially. We pray for Tom. I won't list the last name, Lord, but Tom, you know who he is. His family are in need of prayers, Lord, that his mom's having health issues, and they could be very serious and very bad, Lord. And we pray for his brother who needs prayers, John, that, Father, that you'll touch his heart and give him divine appointment, that, Lord, will bring him to you and to heal his body from the headaches and stress that's being devastating to his mother. And, Father, we pray for healing of Henry, and, Lord, we pray for healing of Jane's mother, Lord, and the family, that, Lord, to calm her, give her healing in the heart. And, Father, to pray for these families, that these tragedies, these maladies, Lord, that you'll be used for the glory, your glory, but through the healings, Lord, to spread the true word of the gospel. And, Lord, to bring families together, that they always do. That, Lord, that you'll use your Holy Spirit to touch those in the heart to give their lives to Jesus Christ. And, Lord, to bring their families back under the fold of Jesus. And, Lord, to use these maladies and these problems that's happened in families to bring families together, not pull them apart. So, Lord, we pray for these healings of these we prayed for. And to change, Father, the way things are going. That, Father, we know the spreading of the Holy Spirit to bring others to Jesus. Because we know, Father, that's where it all lies. That's where it's all at. We pray for returning veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan. Lord, you heal their bodies. Take away the effects of those drugs they're being given, the psychotropic drugs, the microchips and those pills. And, Lord, turn their minds away from suicide. Lord, the 22 suicides per day is way too many. Lord, even one per day is one too many. The Lord, that we know it's being orchestrated, and to take away the powers of the technology, the supernatural, and the effects of those drugs. Father, we pray for the children being abducted, for the sacrifices that's going to be done this month and next month. That, Father, we to take away the sacrifices of the Wicca and to strip down their protection, Lord, and expose them to who and what they really are. And, Father, to go after to with the falling angel, with the warring angels, Lord, to strip down the protection of the fallen angels and expose them for who and what they really are. And, Lord, we call upon you to expose the families of the Illuminati and take down their protection, Lord, that they're nothing compared to your power. And, Lord, that's why we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. And, Father, in the name of his Son, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over myself, over ourselves, our family members, and everything that belongs to us. And, Father, we ask you for giant warrior angels and those to be loosed from heaven to surround and protect us, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war, Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to break down, undam, and blow up all walls of protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like. And, Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to break the power of all curses, hexes, vexes, spells, charms, their fetishes, their psychic prayers, their psychic thought, all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control, to break it down, destroy it. And, Father, all the jinxes and potions, bewitchments that they use, the death and destruction they cause, the sickness and pain to be taken away, the torment, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, the prayer chains to be broken up, and everything else being sent my way, our way, a family member's way, and return it to the demons and the demons to the senders right now, and back to them sevenfold, and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And, Father, we pray that these lost souls will find the light of your Son, Jesus, and that their own snares and their own traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And, Father, we ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, and they may be set free from the bondages of Satan. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I know when I start off that I'm going to lose listeners along the way, because when you start talking about God, people got to run. They got to run. That's the way it works. But family, you can't talk about this conspiracy without bringing in the supernatural realm. There's no way to do it. Oh, you can do it, but you're not finding the source of the problems. You can talk about the human issues all you want, it's not going to solve a darn thing. It's not going to tell the truth of what's really happening out there and the spiritual warfare that's really happening. We can talk all day about the Federal Reserve. We can talk all day about the taxes and all this stuff. We can talk all day about how we're going to arrest Obama. We're going to talk all day how they're going to go after Bush and Queen Elizabeth II and reptilian this, that, and the other, and so forth and so on. You're not going to come to any solution whatsoever. They never do. The idea is to cause you fear, confusion, and to pit everybody against each other. That's the purpose of it. And it works fantastic. It works fantastic. That's the problem. Well, family, I think what I'm going to do is talk about Humanist Manifesto first. I'm going to continue that because that is what's going on. And that's laid the groundwork. That's the agenda that Putin's on. That Obama's on, that the Pope is on, that every monarch in this world is working out of. This is their plan. And they're working together. Putin, Obama, Bush, they all work together. You understand this? They're partners in this. It's like divorce lawyers. Behind closed doors, without the clients on either side, they're slapping each other on the back and talking about nonsense and what do they talk about and what they're going to do. And then when the clients come in, they put on this air that, oh, the two lawyers are against each other, that they're fighting each other. It's just a facade that these lawyers put on. A lot of the judges are Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, whatever, and the lawyers are Freemasons. Most of them are. And they know that we're a corporation. They know that the Constitution is null and void. They just play this stupid game. And the judges do too. I know two judges down in Winder, Georgia, that are actually warlocks on the bench. Now that's a bench for you, you know what I mean? And they play this role throughout the United States. And they lie. They understand the maritime law. They understand that when you cross into that wooden area, they understand that you actually enter a ship. You're not in the United States. Everybody goes to court. You think when you go in the courtroom, you're in the United States. Well, you are. But when you are the defendant and you cross in that little swinging wooden door, you've just left the United States and entered a ship out at sea. That's why they have a fringe around the flag. You're no longer in the United States. Won't you one day, if you have to go, God forbid you do, challenge the judge before you start and say, are you a Freemason? He's got to tell you the truth or he's got to lie. Because if he's a Freemason, you can ask him to recuse himself. Is that what you call it? Because he's taking a blood oath to lie. And he's going to run your case? Well, that's a big problem. How about that? You see, they don't tell you about this stuff. They don't tell you about this. And sometimes I get the, you know, a point, I kind of take it for granted myself, you know, when I know about this. And there's many people know about this more than I do. So sometimes we take it for granted that we know it. Whoopee-doo. But then other times, I get really ticked off. I get really angry sometimes of how they're deceiving 95% or more of the population of the United States. You see? Now, I'm going to cover, so you'll know, something here. I'm going to talk about today. I'm sorry if I get sometimes over ambitious. I got people telling me, Tom, you didn't talk about so forth and so on, and I try to cover it whenever I can. I just want to tell people as much. I just share what I've learned. So you go and do your own research. But in any case, Easter, I'm going to talk about as the occult. holiday that it really is. And I'm going to talk about today about some of the holidays that are really the occult. And it's all tied together. And I'm going to try to explain why all this comes together. On the holidays, the sacrifices, and how they get bills passed, launch attacks. And it's engaged with certain holidays. Look up April 19th and tell me about it, huh? That's a human sacrifice day in the mass. And a lot of activities have taken place. The Davidian compound, the McVeigh attack on the Oklahoma City. All that's April 19th. April 19th, 1775. Idaho explosion on the gun turn. It's all April 19th. Adolf Hitler was born around April 18th, 19th. Family, it's an occult sacrifice and occult day because of the constellations. Opens up a portal of power for their plans to go through. Look it up on your own. Slam dunk. It's all about physics, astrology, positions of heavenly bodies, has a power structure in the universe that opens up portals when they do their rituals. Sacrifices all occur on holidays. You see? That's why. So I'm going to talk about Easter later on. And I'm going to cover that in probably about an hour or so of telling you exactly what Easter is all about. Oh, they're tricky. They are tricky. Yeah, I know. I kind of hit the ground running, didn't I? Well, family, Obamacare is part of this. Microchip, euthanasia, depopulation is Obamacare. Obamacare goes back to Hitler. Tested out in Canada. Hillary tried to push it in the 1990s. Family, it's all the same old nonsense. They all work together. If people knew the source of what's going on, they could actually do something about it. But nobody wants to listen. Nobody wants to really look at the source. Militia, you have been heavily infiltrated by these liars like Clark, like Boykin, McChrystal, the whole lot of them. These are Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. They got their own design of who's going to be the controller of the Illuminati, of the world government. United States versus Europe. Europe says no. United States CFR says yes. It's just a big boy. None of them are going to win. They're all going to be crushed because the Illuminati has control of both sides always. They always have and they always will. Until Jesus Christ comes at Armageddon, he's going to squish them like a bug. But before that are 7 years of tribulation, family. And we've not even started in the first seal yet. Carl Gallup is horribly wrong, criminally wrong. Hagee, there's no moon, blood moons. Nonsense. 3 days of darkness. Oh, you may have it, but you won't find it in the scripture. They're lying about that too. Everything I'm telling you, I've got a study for it or evidence. I don't talk unless I do. Just want you all to know that. Now, you kind of want to say that we've been fooled, right? Yeah, well, we have. But that's okay, because what that means, what I mean by okay, it's not okay. But what I mean by okay is that when you find out this has happened, you don't get all depressed and all worked up and all this kind of thing, because that's what they want. I say pull your bootstraps up and start looking for solutions. And prayer is the first stop, the first step, and probably the stop, too. It is a supernatural war that we're dealing with. Now, I'm going to jump right now into the Humanist Manifesto and see where we head with that. And sometimes I have to say it that way because sometimes God just sends me, the Holy Spirit puts me on another track. And then sometimes I get all worked up. And that's what happens. When I get going. Let's see where we go with this. Yesterday, we were talking about the Humanist Manifesto, and that is the real plan. We talk about the World Revolutionary Plan by Adam Weishaupt, Protocols, Learned Elder Design, and so forth. A Vatican, channeled. You know, even the Dalai Lama, Himalayas, the monks up there, you know why they do all that meditation and what have you? Because they are the channelers. They are the channelers of the plans of Illuminati, the globalist agenda, Humanist Manifesto. Let's get with it. Thank you. Yesterday, and to give a summary of the Humanist Manifesto, and what you do is you tie up the articles today that are seemingly unaffected, or, I mean, excuse me, that seemingly are disassociated, that's the best word to use, with the Humanist Manifesto, but they're not. The articles they put out, the events that take place that you see on CNN or Good Morning America, all this, when it hits national news, it's seemingly like a small thing. It's not at all. Because that one article will report an effort that will be made national. That one article, that one incident of a young boy that wore a My Pony's backpack, right? Seems like, well, Good Morning Show talks about a little boy that wears a backpack, My Little Pony, a boy. See, it's supposed to be a girl backpack, you see. And he gets bullied, right? And so instead of them getting a hold of the bullies, this is an anti-bully horse that they're riding. The school tells the young boy, well, just don't wear the backpack anymore. Don't worry about the bullying. To stop the bullying, just don't wear your backpack and you're forbid to wear it anymore. Okay, so they go on Good Morning America show or whatever and it becomes national news. He goes a website. Somebody does a website for this incident that happens and a Facebook page with, oh, like 30, 40, 50,000 likes or something. Everybody gets on the bandwagon for My Little Pony backpack. Okay? Now, that's seemingly unattached to what I'm talking about, family, but it's massive. Because all through the United States, they're talking about this backpack. Family, My Little Pony, that cartoon thing going on, is the way that they're teaching your 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8-year-olds the Humanist Manifesto. My Little Pony has a good mare and the evil sister Nightmare. That's your duality. They got witchcraft. Oh, I've got the evidence for that. Slam dunk. I know their agenda, and I'm going to prove it right now today. To integrate, while y'all worried about some flying plane disappearing, or some Agenda 21, or FEMA camps that aren't going to stay there long anyway, all this stuff to keep it fire, they're sneaking in on your children, teaching them for the future witchcraft, Humanist Manifesto to get them ready while you sleepwalking. That's the trick they're using. You see. You know, even in 1993, Hillary Clinton said, I quote, the major goal of the Clinton administration is a remaking of the American way of politics, government, indeed life. Let us be willing to remold society by redefining what it means to be a human being in the 20th century, moving into the new millennium. They're talking about 1999 and the New World Order that failed Miss Hillary Clinton. And you watch the indicators that Hillary Clinton will be for president now, and Wesley Powderpuff Perfume Clark, who tried to start World War III in 1999 in June, will be her vice president running mate. You watch this. Go on. Oh, they're a bunch of liars, a bunch of secret society members of the Council of Foreign Relations. Eastern Star, Hillary, Bob Clinton, with Joyce Myers, Brewer, Palin. I'm going to cross every barrier I can, while I can, to tell you the truth. It's about Eastern Stars, who are Freemasons, and the female, Gloria, what's her name? Gloria, Glenda, whatever, on TBN. They're all part of Eastern Stars. The men are Freemasons, white men. The black, like Jesse Jackson, Sharpton, the rest of them are 33-degree Freemasons. Prince Hall-affiliated, Boulay Society. LeBron, your basketball stars, all these that are black Freemasons, they will be disbanded along with the others later down the road. They don't know that yet, but it will happen. So will the white Freemasons. They'll be destroyed. They don't know that yet, but it's going to happen. It's in their planning process. In 1973, secular humanists said, quote, "We deplore the division of humankind on nationalistic grounds." Oh, really? "We have reached a turning point in human history where the best option is to transcend the limits of national sovereignty and to move toward the building of a world community, a system of world law, a world order based upon transnational federal government," unquote. Sleepwalk, America, when it sneaks up on you. In the CFR magazine of Foreign Affairs in 1974, Richard Gardner, 1974, said, I quote, "In short, the House of World Order will have to build from the bottom up rather than from the top down, an end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned assault." And Jimmy the Peanut Farmer Carter, another Luciferian with Reagan, Nixon, every single one of them. Jimmy Carter said, and I quote Jimmy Carter, "We must replace balance of power politics with world order politics," unquote Jimmy Carter. He is no Christian. He's a Luciferian, like all the rest of them are. President George Bush said, and I quote, 1991, "What's at stake is more than one small country," that's Kuwait. "It's a big idea, a new world order where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind. Peace and security," got to throw that word in, you know, "freedom and the rule of law, such as a world worthy of our struggle and worthy of our children's future," unquote. What a liar. Every single one of them. All of them. How are they going to do it? Using the cover of the Humanist Manifesto that goes back to 1776, called The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, published by Adam Weishaupt, who is a Jesuit priest. But go to sleep, America, while it sneaks up on you. But please, don't complain when it happens, because you went to sleep and you didn't want to hear it. I don't know, sometimes maybe I get a little bit, I don't know, accusatory, but I was there too. I didn't find out about these details till 2006. It took me living in it to actually have to believe it. I didn't believe none of this stuff either until I started seeing it when I was in Kosovo. When they pulled out of Kuwait in 1993, I was the one, actually, that went in after the military pulled out. I was the actual one that went in 1994 to set up the civilian contracting, armed security, to protect Camp Doha. I established that training program from the ground up. By accident, I was put there. I certainly agreed to it because I thought there'd be some shooting going on. So I went around the spring, about July, give or take, about 1994. Military pulled out. I started training the civilian armed security, the M16s, 9mm, about 4 or 5 days of training for 70 officers to replace the military as they pulled out. Also went to Saudi Arabia. I got to see the Vanel. I worked for them to train the National Guard there, protect the royal family and our military advisors. I established that training program 1996. I was in Kosovo when it started from the ground up. All in by accident. I was in the Congo as a State Department Intelligence Project Manager, 2006 and 2007. I worked for BP as a Security Manager for the contractor there. I've seen it up close and personal. Not even knowing what the dickens I was involved in. Had no clue. Not one clue. So I started complaining in Kosovo about why we were helping Al-Qaeda and why we were in bed with the Albanian mafia at the State Department level. Why, you know, and I'm complaining about Al-Qaeda in my region. Nobody wanted to help. So I had to work on my own. That got my attention. Because I was in the American region. That's why they hired me. And why I wasn't getting help from the colonels and majors and, well, some of the majors did help me on the sly. Because they were frustrated, too, about their generals, if you want to call them that, at Camp Bondsteel. Monteith. I've been to every one of them. I've been in the background all along, up close and personal. Now I know why. The alert list for humanist programming is humanist educational, which controls our public education. That should get somebody's attention. Since 1908, the Humanist Manifesto has controlled your education of your grandmothers, your mothers, your fathers, your great-grandmothers, depending, all the way back to 1908. We've been lied to all along. And the presidents all knew about it. Charlotte Iserby, Dumbing Down of America, talked about Reagan's ill-conceived policies and lying that he did. Man, they tick me off. They really do. I joined the Marine... Oh, never mind. Anyway, the difficulty in compiling an alert list is that the humanist educationalists, they've been infiltrating their ideas and techniques into the education system for so long that they've completely displaced the traditional academic methods and curriculum that we think we know. In addition to it, they brought their philosophy and their methodology to such an extent that we are bankrupt for other ways to teach. You've got nurses, teachers that are into Wicca. They look like little cute little school teachers and all that. Mm-mm. A lot of them are into Wicca, Eastern Star, witchcraft, that you would never even have a clue about in their private lives. And the ones that try and do it a good job, they walk on eggshells that they won't lose their job because they're not Freemasons, Eastern Stars, or the Wicca, so they do what they're told to do or lose their job. Why? Because there's no jobs out there. It's set up that way. The most important thing to remember, though, are the differences as to objectives. The humanists are interested in conditioning, behavior modification, and their values-free indoctrination. Education is concerned with content and not with novelty entertainment. Knowledge in itself rewards despite humanist arguments to the contrary, and relevance is not tied to time element. They're using cartoons, comic books, ways that you don't know to train your children while you work. They plan generations ahead. You see, they use privacy invading activities that you all don't know about. Questionnaires, journals and diaries. Now you know. Oh, some of you slapping your heads. Oh, Johnny or Tommy. Yes, teacher. Can you write a diary? Let's all write diaries. A personal journal. And let me grade it for you. Now you know why. Let's all do our family tree, kiddies. Yes. And autobiographies. Yes. If you're going to write an epitaph for yourself, what would you write? Write it for us, okay? Now you know about death education. I've talked about before. Role playing. How about at one school that role played transgenders? And then making two girls kiss. Oh, yeah. And in Rosemont, Minnesota, high school, Rosemont High School, Minnesota, they had the parents in a prank kiss their son or daughter while the daughter was blindfolded, a prank for them to guess who the kissing person was. And the prank was, is her parents. Oh, it was cute. I got video of that. And then, of course, after the principal or whoever apologized, no family. That was a ritual. Those liars up there in Minnesota and Rosemont, the school administration, they knew what they were doing. It's a Nimrod ritual. Witchcraft. Nimrod. They knew exactly what they were doing. Because they've had several other cases like that before, I found out. Yes, sir. And how about the rise of female teachers having sex acts with their teenage kids? Oh, I got a story for that one, too. The transfer of body fluids, not to get graphic, in oral sex and what have you, is of witchcraft. It's not about sex. Sex is a way to do it, but it's about passing of blood and semen. That's right, Wicca. We're going to tell you about it. We're going to talk about that. We're going to tell them that that's the way you got your teachers and nurses and all the others in the Wicca and Eastern Stars that are connected with this. The transference of a soul, the life force of the individual, to give him long life, to gather the soul to give him long life and to, as a sacrifice to their Lucifer. And you'd be really surprised. You think the Wicca has got to be a long nose and wart on top of it and carrying a broomstick. No, not at all. That's what the sex acts that's happening throughout the United States. Europe, their own thing going on, whatever. We're reading about it constantly. Look it up. It will shock you. If you look up how many female teachers are accosting their teenage students. Before it was the male with the females, remember? About a year ago or whatever. Now it's the female teacher performing sex acts with the high school teenage boys. It's to break down the authority figure also. Family, there's a bigger thing going on here. Just not highly sexed teachers running around. Family, this is organized. And then they report it. To break down authority. They got the police there because of the false flag named Sandy Hook. Allows the police to be in there, but you think it's for protection, right? Uh-uh. That's protect the school from the parents when they want to pull the kids out because they're angry at the forced vaccinations or HPV shots to sterilize your kids. And that lying doctor, lying nurse, or uninformed are saying to get the HPV shot. When in fact, it's designed to sterilize or cause miscarriages later in their life, and it is actually working. It's a fact, family. On my website, watchmanforjesus.com, I haven't completely finished it, but I got some tweaking to do, but I went ahead and put up my study on HPV vaccination. It's lengthy, very lengthy. Also, the suicide conspiracy on our veterans is up there on my website. Family, I've done my research because I want people to know the truth. How they do this? Role-playing, reversals, social dramas. psychodramas, magic circles, group dynamics, sensitivity training, having the young boys dressed up as transgender. Under the guise, listen now, under the guise of anti-bullying. That's not the reason why. That's the cover for it. It's like anti-Semite training. They got to have some benevolent purpose for it, but they don't tell you the real purpose. Now, I've exposed it today. It's witchcraft. It's humanist manifesto. It's designed to brainwash your children. That's why they don't like homeschooling. Started getting rid of homeschooling in Europe. They couldn't get rid of homeschooling here in America, make it illegal. So they came up with No Child Left Behind, that lying bush. And then here comes No Child Left Behind, Common Core, all designed to dumb down your children. And to show you that the government is so worthless that to replace Obama. And you say, well, yeah, what's wrong with that? You're replacing the pot for the kettle because both sides are ill. Both sides are evil. Ron Paul's a Rosicrucian. Jerry Boykin, general of some sort, is a Knights of Malta. Wesley Clark is a Rhodes Scholar, as is Naomi Wolf, Billy Bob Clinton. They're all Illuminati playing a role in lying to the American public. Every one of them are playing a role. Shakespeare, although he was an avatar, I have it documented, by the way. Everything I'm telling you is documented. He wrote, as he is channeled, this world's a stage and everybody's an actor, or some words to that effect. Well, when I started learning about the Illuminati and all I'm telling you now, I realized what he really meant. It wasn't just some theatrical quote that you hear on Jeopardy or something. He was warning us, but he was told to. They're all part of it. They're supposed to tell you the truth, but they do it in such a way that you won't really be alarmed. Like Hagee. Billy Graham's even changing. I proved that to some people today. They came to my house, actually. They were stunned. Family, Jesus is the one and the only one. But back to Humanist Manifesto. This sensitivity training, operant conditioning, these are dangerous methods being used in your school, which responsible psychiatrists have abandoned to affect behavior and attitudinal changes. Freud, Gestalt were humanist. They were also channeled. They were avatars. Plato, a whole lot of them. Plato, I've got documented. Norman Vincent Peale, 33rd degree Mason. Your problem-solving inquiry techniques or procedures require that everything be questioned and subjected to scientific examination. They make sure you don't do that. They do thematic studies instead of chronological and factual studies in history. Some teachers now today, and I was told this, stacks the history books in the back of the room. And a history teacher passes out handouts. They want you connecting the dots, even though the history books are corrupted anyway. Less and less are taken away, like you're taking your, you take your blood pressure medicine, okay? And then when you get ready to get off of it, you start cutting back on it. You don't have to do it anymore. Same thing with history books. They fit you with history at the 1950s and 60s, then start cutting back on it. Till now they just give out handouts. And these kind of studies, the thematic studies, and the way they do it in history, introduce so much confusion that history is abandoned and is irrelevant and dull. Here's significant, is they consider the Bible historical. I'm bored of history. You see what they've done? But Bible is future. It's not about history. The King James Bible, only the King James Bible, factually, is the only book that's going to give you the past history, currently where we are, and what's going to happen in the future. Is right there in the book, the King James Bible. They don't allow evaluation of your high interest materials dealing with space and extraterrestrials and close encounters. Remember Dungeons and Dragons? 1980s? There you go. Had adults playing it? I know about it. All that's part of setting up the occult. Humanizing, value, situation, ethics that they control, alternate lifestyles. You got in Facebook, what gender are you? 58 different types of gender. Not two, male, female. That's it. No, 58 different types of gender on purpose. They teach comparative religions. Family religion is bunk anyway. Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. No, sir. Christianity was to hide Jesus Christ. Being a Christian, a born-again Christian, but being a Christian back in the days of the Caesars wasn't about Christianity. It's about following Jesus. They've taken away the preservation of the family as a two-parent unit. They've reversed the feminine roles as wife, mother, and homemakers. They've reversed the masculine role as husband, father, and protector. They've taken it away now. When? Beginning 1945. Started 1950. It bled into the father knows best, and then what happened in the 1960s? And started changing it. The drugs helped that. That's why the CIA started bringing the drugs in from South America. Oh, they make busts and all that just to make it look good. But the CIA, going through the oil pumps, using them as stop-off points, bringing drugs from South America. Bushes know all about that through Texas. Oh, yes, sir, Reed Bob. And Billy Bob Clinton in Arkansas, how many people died when he was governor to make sure that nobody knew about his drug involvement with bringing drugs into Arkansas, using Freemason cops and so forth to hide it off. Yeah, buddy. So then Vietnam opened up after 1950s, 1960s, brought in more drugs, poppy fields. You got it? And using the drugs to bring in the New Age movement in America beginning in 1960s. It's all pre-planned. Now, I mentioned yesterday in the Humanist Manifesto, as a summary, and you'll see how the articles today and the events being taken place in the schools and reports and so forth and all that, it matches up with specifics of these general objectives I'm going to give you. And then we'll get into what I didn't cover yesterday. The secular humanism and Marxism are bent on, and their objectives, deny the existence of God. Now, where do they do these? Well, I'll tell you where. The Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group, the United Nations Group, Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Gorbachev Foundation, Trilateral Commission, representatives get together after their own separate meetings, and they deal with what I'm telling you right now. And they deal with specifics. They set up activist groups. The Rockefellers, the Carnegies, Ford. They fund these active groups like the feminist movement. Sanger. NAACP. ACLU. All these are controlled by the Illuminati. Do you understand this? ADL. All of it. Each has a separate agenda. ADL, religion. NAACP. Race relations. That's what they're for. The KKK, Black Panthers, Black Muslims, Christian Identity, Aryan Nation, they all work for the same, and they don't even know it. They have no idea. They create the dialectic. On the white boy side, you got Christian Identity, KKK, Aryan Nation. On the black side, they got the Black Panthers. It's just comparable. And they make sure they have, and then Mexicans, you got the Hispanic, you've got the MS-13. You've got Aslan, the Mayan heritage thing going on. Everybody's got that. The Albanians in the 1940s was Bale Kumtar. That's what Hitler set up, to give them something to fight for. That's how it works. It's all organized. Family, each generation, planning for the next to bring us to a new world order. How do I know this? Because you got the same names passing on the baton. It's virtually irrefutable. So what I'm giving you are the agenda items of these organizations and how they do it. Okay, there you go. Deny the existence of God. And then you think in your mind, what are some of the projects going on, some reports that gets us to deny the existence of God? And they are all behind it. Number two, deny the existence of a soul. Humanist Manifesto. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. That's where you go, the social dramas, the role-playing and reversals. Having the family kiss the other family member. Son kissing the mother and the mother kissing the son and like their boyfriend, girlfriend. And then they take the blindfold off and like, oh, shocked. You know that both, that son and daughter has got to be horrified, but they played along. And they just spanked those administrators that did that. They should have fired the whole lot of them. But no, because they're all part of it. They just issued some silly apology. And life went on. Absolutely horrific. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. Deny the existence of any inalienable rights, including the rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. That's been accomplished in 1938, rendered null and void. And they can overcome the Constitution that doesn't exist anyway, does not exist, never did, not really, not at all. All they got to do is declare a national disaster, and you have no Constitution that you don't have anyway, taken out. National Defense Authorization Act, John Warner. Yeah, it goes back to FDR. Nixon. Bush. Clinton. Every one of them at some period of time. War Powers Act. Oh, come on now. They're all working the same agenda. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. Planned Parenthood. Evil to the absolute core. The abortion issue is not political. It's not moral. It's not social. It's not psychology. It is used in reality as legalizing, continuing on with the sacrifice of children that Nimrod did back in the day. It's all about sacrifice of human beings. They make it look like it's political. Make it look like it's social. Make it look like it's moral. And that's the issue. That's not it at all. That's facade. They're pushing abortions, Planned Parenthood, and the rest of them for the sacrifice of children that's got souls there. At the moment that heart starts beating, God's got a plan, and they sacrifice that child to Lucifer. That's the purpose of abortions from the very beginning. And they're not telling you that. And the consumption of the fetuses in ways you don't want to know. Because the Wicca, that's our nurses, doctors, think that the blood and the flesh of an infant gives them immortality. Now do the math on that one. And you don't want to know what to do with the rest of the bodies. I'll leave that to your own research. It will horrify you. Charlton Heston, Soy Green. Charlton Heston was a Freemason. Soylent Green might give you a hint. Anyway, deny the sanctity of the individual human life. And yet they're the ones going to take millions of lives. You see, New Agers, you're being lied to. But the New Agers won't find that out till it's too late. They claim, number one, was deny the existence of God. Two, deny the existence of a soul. Three, deny the existence of absolute moral laws. Four, deny the existence of any inalienable rights, including the Constitution, which is rendered null and void in 1938, and it is rendered null and void any time they declare a national disaster. Five, deny the sanctity of individual human life. Find ways they can kill people by vaccines, abortion. Now you see, it's all part of it. What's Gates doing talking about vaccines? What's he doing talking about education? That's none of his business. His business is computers. You see what they do? They use stars, actors, actresses to further their agenda. Or to make them governors or presidents. That's how they do it. Ain't nobody catching on to it. I'll be back. What's this all about? A Nazi? Luciferian becoming a governor? Ventura is another one. Signed his name to Lucifer. Pretending to conspiracy, true conspiracy on TV. Yeah, we're trying to get through the gate, but they're not letting us. It's all scripted, family. It's nothing but a reality show like professional wrestling. To get your attention, it's called Blood Games. You'll find it listed in Chapter 7, Conclusion of the Iron Mountain Report. To get your attention and keep your minds off the ball. Claim they could only be successful in creating their utopia by establishing a new world order. That's number six. Number seven is where we're getting to. They believe traditional families must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. Now that's basics. Yesterday was part one, talking about the details of humanism. I've given you kind of a summary of where we were. And so you can go back and listen to that. So where we are today, is touching upon the international rights of the child. The legal age of majority is 21 years old. However, humanism teaches that a child is able to determine their own best values at any age. They say that efforts now are being made, and this goes back to the 80s, to lower the age of statutory rape to 14 years old. This is in 1980. What did Hawkins say? He called it mild pedophilia. Say what? What are you talking about, mild pedophilia? What's going on in Islam? Marrying child bride. You see what's happening? This is worldwide. Euthanasia. In Oregon. That a handicapped child, that they're making handicapped through the vaccines, by the way, in other ways, can decide to kill themselves instead of being taken care of. Or their malady to, I just want to die, go to a better place. Well, they'll be able to do that through the health care bill. You see how it matches up? Euthanasia, family has already done in Belgium. And they're doing it. That's why Boykin is going to the Oregon to get this nonsense passed in Oregon. And once Oregon passes it, that a child can decide to kill themselves, and we decide the international rights of the child, where the parent can't stop them. Parent, the authorities will keep you from stopping your child from killing themselves. And so when they bring the occult in, the child won't know any better. Or the state will take over. You all not getting it out there, some of you. You ain't understanding this. And they're making efforts. And you know why they're making it down to statutory rape, 14 years old? That doesn't change God's mind. Because when you have rape of a child, that's called sodomy. And sodomy and rape of a child is an abomination to God. And that goes into, here we go, the royal secret of the Freemasons. Just because we change the age of a child down, that doesn't affect God's laws. That goes against them. And it brings judgment upon that country. And they know that. So the royal secret of Freemasonry to open up the portal to be possessed is by sodomy, rape of a child, murder, is what's called the royal secret. About one-third to 33-degree Masons know this. They do this in the Pentagon, in that little sloping, they got a little area in the middle of the Pentagon. They've got these rooms on either side. And that's where the secret, that's where the ability of the remote viewers come from when they tap in the supernatural. They have to do an abomination, either by drugs or rape or whatever other means they've got to allow the demonic entity to come inside them to give them that ability of remote viewing, of super soldier status. Russians know it. Americans know it. Germans know it. They all know it. So lowering the statutory rape to 14 years old and below is what this is all about. Because abomination to God. God is love. But humanism teaches sex is love. You know? What happened in the 60s? Oh, how about that? What was it in the 1960s? Free love. Orgies. Mazzola parties. 1970s. Well, what did Dr. Joycelyn Elder say in 1990s? She's U.S. Surgeon General. Quote, "We've taught our children in the driver's education what to do in the front seat, and now we've got to teach them what to do in the back seat." Unquote. In an interview in 1992-93, in Rush Limbaugh's television show, the same Dr. Elders had a slip of the tongue. She said, I quote, "We've got to have contraception taught at the earliest levels of education," unquote. That slip of the tongue is documented. You see. And in one case, there was a Russ Walton, an old-style educator. He brought a review of textbook on sex education that was being used in the 1990s in California schools. And the textbook was called Human Sexuality, Course for Young Adults, and it was published in 1975. And it was designed in 1975, which was a significant year, by the way, that was the beginning of the third phase of the New Age movement, by the way. Michael Aquino got involved in that third phase, because he's the one that started it, when he invoked the power of darkness in 1975 to present. That was the third phase of the New Age movement, by the way. This textbook set the stage, and also the time period that McLean said, "We are God," in that movie. All this is part of it. And so this textbook was explicit in word and picture for 12 to 14-year-olds. It told children the home was the worst place to learn about sex. It says that, quote, "Parents are too ignorant, old-fashioned, or too narrow-minded, and the best place for sex education is in the school," unquote. It also stated that perversion is like obscenity. It's all in the eye of the beholder.
Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
An unusual sexual behavior is not a perversion. Unquote. It also said in this textbook for 12 to 14 year olds in 1975, premarital sex is okay since it's practiced by the majority of the world's cultures. And also said, number six, casual extramarital affairs are okay unless the man becomes involved in a lengthy affair and falls in love with the other woman. Unquote.
Whoa. Really?
California was a test case on that one. Is that sinking in now? Up close and personal? Some of y'all baby boomers were involved in all that. Y'all staring at the TV screen or the computer screen like, whoa. You ought to be. Family, it's about time to face up to what's going on. God says that sex is for procreation and we're to multiply and inhabit the land. However, humanism teaches we are overpopulated, which is a lie from the Rockefellers. We never have been. And we must stop having babies. Ooh, that's pretty often. How about that? Zero population growth and Planned Parenthood. It was planned by the Rockefellers to start the murder, death and destruction of babies and children. God says that sex is a beautiful relationship between husband and wife who have become one flesh. But humanism says that sex is a physical animal need that must be gratified in any way that the person deems best. God says the sovereignty of each nation to govern itself. Satan used this to start wars. But humanism teaches a one-world system ruled by an intellectual elite, the humanist. So you create wars to cause people to get tired of it till they want to have peace, but what kind of peace will they get? A one world order. By their consent. It's called the dialectic. The Bible says there's absolute rights and wrongs and therefore. But humanism teaches there are no absolute rights and wrongs, therefore. And in that same vein, the guilt, the biblical teaching is that the guilt and shame result when a person does something wrong. That's sin. That's God talking to you. And your Osteens cover over it. Your Norman Vincent Peale's and Carnegie's cover over it. Your Tony Robbins's, these guys cover over the conviction that God's given you that you're doing the wrong thing. But humanism teaches no guilt and shame exists because no one can do any wrong. Isn't that what that neuroscientist or neurosurgeon on Oprah, he died, went to heaven. Some angel led him around heaven, I guess on some kind of tour, following the yellow brick road. It wasn't heaven of God. He comes back and the angel told him, he told everybody in his book, his stupid book, he said that he wrote that nobody's done any wrong at all. The angel told him it's okay. And everybody parrots off, it's supernatural. Or Oprah's, that he went to heaven. It's what the fallen angels are going to say when they come down here. All these are avatars, are channeled these dreams and whatever. It's not from God. So therefore, guilt and shame should not exist. The Bible says forgiveness and our punishment receives guilt and shame. Well, Human Manifesto says no need for forgiveness or punishment. The Bible says that certain absolute moral values, incest is wrong. They were allowed the brothers and sister thing in before Leviticus, before in Genesis for procreation. And then when Leviticus came along, God said, okay, that's enough. We've created. Now, incest is wrong. Well, humanism teaches uncertain, immoral values. Incest is okay. That's going on today. Hence, Rosemont, Minnesota. Aha! How about that? Huh? You say, well, that's just one incident in Rosemont. And how come it's plastered all over the United States in the news media? How come others are plastered all over so you'll see it? You'll know it. That's how they do it. Bible says that prostitution is wrong. Adam Weishaupt said, in the humanist, prostitution is okay. They use prostitution to put congressmen and world leaders and CEOs and other folks that they want to control as a way to keep them under control. They set them up, keep track of it. When they don't vote a certain way, don't sign a certain paper or whatever, they'll say, you remember these pictures right here? How'd you get that? You better sign that paper there, Senator. That's how they do it. It's called the Black Book. They find out their weaknesses and they set them up for them. Bible talks about abortion on demand is wrong. Humanists say abortion on demand is okay. The Bible says that sodomy or homosexuality is wrong. Yeah, you got it. Humanists say it's okay. Do I have to explain that one? That's what's happening since the end of last year to this year. 17 plus states have made homosexuality or marriage is okay. And they're pushing it. Every state in the union will make it okay. That's how they do it. Lesbianism, sodomy is wrong. You got it. Lesbianism and humanism is okay. I just read you, talk to you about this one that they've already talked about in the Rush Limbaugh show. And the textbook in California in 1975. Sex outside of marriage, fornication, adultery, etc. is wrong. But their humanist manifesto, sex outside the marriage is fornication, adultery is okay. The Bible says masturbation is wrong. Humanists say it's okay. Bible says that public nudity is wrong. You have a preacher in some southern country, some southern state, I forget which one it is, naked as a jaybird, doing sermons. Made the news. And they say that public nudity is okay. Sensuality, sexual intercourse should be in private. Sensuality, sexual intercourse for the humanist is okay in public. Bible says that pornography, use of drugs, suicide is wrong. You got it. Humanist Manifesto says that pornography, use of drugs is okay. And they're trying to change the narcotics laws. Aha! In comes marijuana. But it cures cancer, Tom. Does it really? They want to keep it illegal. They want to put out. It cures all kinds of diseases and cures all this and all that. and they keep it off the books. They keep it illegal to make you want to get it. And as soon as they make the move, now you've got it. It's like a kid that wants something. You won't let him have it. He wants it even more because he can't have it. That's what the trick they're playing. Because the marijuana was used and the peyote in the American Indian plains and other places as creating an alternate state of consciousness for portals to be opened to be possessed. Peace pipe wasn't just tobacco. So they want the nation medicated in any way possible. As a matter of fact, in their planning process, it goes back to the year 1900. Quote, William G. Carr, Red Fog Over America, 1955, talking about their planning processes. Quote, what the public must never forget, they must keep reminding their elected representatives, this is 1955, it's a little late now, of the fact that the leaders of communism, or atheistic materialist, humanist, and the leaders of the Illuminati believe that Satan is the all-powerful supernatural force. The Illuminati intend to use atheistic communism, Zionism, internationalism, and all other isms up to a certain point. But when nations have been merged into an international state, I think we're about there. Continuing. The directors then intend to crown the king of the Illuminati, King Despot of the Universe. That's the Antichrist they're talking about here. Continuing. Now, after the nations have been merged into international state, the directors then intend to crown the king, the head of the Illuminati, King Despot of the Universe. That would be the Antichrist. Now, here we go. The agentur of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races together. This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. Dr. Brock Chisholm, there's that name again, has advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. It's not my business about white marrying black or black marrying white or black marrying Hispanic. I married a minority in my second marriage. That's not my business. What I'm telling you is what they're using it for. I'm not here to say, well, you shouldn't marry. That's not my business. I'm just letting you know the implications of what's going on. This is why they're having plays at certain schools cultural different Romeo and Juliet in one middle school. And then, of course, the death is the death education, and they kill each other or whatever. One's Hispanic and one's a white guy on a cattle ranch, and he's a young kid like 12, 13 playing the roles. That's why they got in other plays, black and white together as married and relationships and all that. I personally don't care. It's not my business. But I'm telling you how it works. That's what it's all about. This is why they had Muslims to go up to Europe. This is why, when it says it's already been carried out, 1712, what happened? After the whites moved into 1492, into Europe, as planned, you had the Indians and the whites. It's all part of it. And then 1712, you brought the blacks in as the first set of slaves. Now you got the blacks involved. You got the blacks and the whites and the Hispanic Indians. And then after that, it was everybody come on in, because the United States has always been planned to be the melting pot of the world and the new Atlantis. They have accomplished their goal. Because if you look at National Geographic right now, National Geographic, October 2013 issue, called Changing Faces of America, they have accomplished that. And those mixed races of one individual, or kind of a children, will be kept at deep underground military bases when World War III is going on. I just told you a whole lot right there. To eradicate all the other races, all of them. So with this plan in order, going back to Lord knows how long, your white boys, you see, your Christian identity, KKK, he says, they're trying to exterminate the white race. Well, in a way they are. But it's not the blacks doing it. It's their own people. The Illuminati, the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the Vatican. They're also trying to eliminate the, eradicate the black race and the yellow race and the red race. Bring them into one. They don't tell you that. I'm telling you exactly what the problem is. And Brock Chisholm once again confirms it with his quote. But here's my main point. The next step after this is done, it's already been done. The next step in the diabolical plan, now here's the main point, would be to render the masses docile and obedient to their masters. This is to be accomplished by mass medication. This is 1955. Continuing, experiments along these lines have been conducted extensively since the year 1900, as was told previously. Fluoridation, fluoride, fits perfectly in this phase of the conspiracy. Hitler used fluoridation at his concentration camps for experimental purposes. The fluoridation calcifies your pineal gland, and that's where the silver cord is connected to the spirit. And then they say the increase of the world's population is to be strictly controlled on the excuse that the earth cannot feed the numbers which will result from unrestricted births, despite the fact that starvation and the want are brought about by diabolical controls. And then they're going to decide how babies are going to be born. Family, I've read you two completely different connected documents that say the same thing and exactly how they're doing it. Well, use of drugs is wrong. Suicide's wrong, and they're orchestrating it. And here is one that's going to get you. And I know why things turn out in our lives the way they do. To get us to feel what's going on. The Bible says that killing of old people and sick persons, euthanasia, is wrong. The humanists say, and the health care bill is an example of that. Oregon and Belgium's doing it. Their philosophy is, quote, killing of old people and sick persons, euthanasia, is okay and is encouraged. But now we can talk about this disappearing plane if you want to. We can talk about what's going on in General Hospital if you want to. We can talk about Dancing with the Stars or, I don't know, what you're going to do this weekend, play golf and watch Tiger Woods do some kind of golf hit that you can't see with a pair of binoculars if you want to. We can talk about some silly football game. I played football 8 years of my life. Now I know what it's used for, to keep us busy. And we can talk about that all you want. We can talk about Agenda 21, and you know where I'm going with that ranting, don't you? While they're sneaking up on you, General Boykin is going to Oregon to help push through euthanasia. You watch. The Bible says masochism and sadism is wrong. Yeah, you know what the humanists say. It's right. And this is not even a complete list I'm giving you. In a humanist magazine dated November, December of 1980, William Boyne says that author Rayanne, whatever, Eisler, says that, quote, It is absurd to say that one is a humanist but not a feminist. Feminism is the last evolutionary development of humanism. Whoa. Feminism is humanism on its most advanced level. Unquote. Whoo, ouch. Boy, that burns, don't it? When those quotes come around, and you're saying, who said that again? And I'll spell it for you. R-I-A-N-E. Eisler. E-I-S-L-E-R. I spell phonetically. Echo, India, Sierra, Lima, Echo, Romeo. That's a massive quote. That slam dunk. And she also said, she wrote Equal Rights ERA Handbook. Whoa, man. Karl Marx's own definition of humanism that he got from Clinton Roosevelt in the 1840s. He got from Adam Weishaupt, 1700s. I had to tell you all that because that's where it comes from. Karl Marx, as he plagiarized his document, Communist Manifesto, own definition of humanism reads, quote, humanism is denial of God and the total affirmation of man. Humanism is nothing, really nothing else but Marxism. Unquote. You'll find that, actually, in Karl Marx, Economic Politik et Philosophie, Volume 1, pages 38-40. Humanism is really nothing else but Marxism. Hold on to that. Let's connect some dots here. How about that? Here's some dots for you. 1930, Charles Francis Potter. Over a century later, Charles Francis Potter in 1930 says, I quote, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism. Unquote. Shall I read that again? I'm going to read it again. Charles Francis Potter, 1930, says, I quote, let's read it a different way. Education is thus the most powerful ally of Marxism. And every American public school is a school of Marxism. Yeah, there you go. Hey. You say, that's 1930, Tom. I'm going to say, okay. I'm going to say, well, what did they say 57 years later? And I'm going to tell you what it says, because Herbert London, an educator at New York University, said, I quote, the strides made by Marxism, humanism, at American universities in the last two decades, that would take it back to the 1960s, is breathtaking, are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment. Almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar. Do you understand what it means by a resident Marxist scholar, or in this case, a resident humanist scholar? That means that there is one assigned to that college all through the United States to make sure that that college follows the curriculum of humanism. How about the syndicated columnist in the 1990s under Billy Bob Clinton, Georgia Ann Geyer? She said, I quote, the percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities, unquote. That's in 1989. At the same time in 1989, Roger Kimball, educator, said, I quote, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical, that says here, Marxist and humanist, menu at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels, unquote. Family, this is from two separate, almost three separate, or four separate references, not connected, saying the same thing. Now, you all can deny that. Those of you who don't like hearing it, you can deny it all you want. You're going to lose. Because I got it documented here. Y'all better wake up, those that are not, and wake up people around you to the real reality of what's going on today. Running away from it and putting your fingers in your ears, only, well, all that does is puts earwax on your fingers. It won't change a thing. Paul Brandwine, influential educator, taught that, quote, any child who believes in God is mentally ill, unquote. Ashley Montagu, whatever, M-O-N-T-A-G-U, she actually spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California. She stated that the American family structure produces mentally ill children. And you know that Dr. Chester M. Pierce, in 1973, he was addressing 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado, in 1973 in an auditorium. And Dr. Pierce of Harvard University, now you see, said, and I quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with a certain allegiance toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity, and it is up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future. Now, we can talk about that disappearing plane if you want to, but you're not going to accomplish nothing except take up your time and lose it. Quote, Soviet society today, this is the 1980s time frame, is the real embodiment of the ideas of proletarian socialist humanism. And this was on the policy of the Soviet Union, an international situation by Leonid Brezhnev, prepared by the Novosti Press Agency Publishing House in Moscow, Doubleday and Company, Garden City, New York, 1973, page 27. Reagan lied, as he always did. He built the confidence up like they always do. And then you had the Iran-Contra affair. He set up Star Wars for the NSA. He set up with Oliver North, who is a Knights of Malta. Reagan's a Freemason. They set up with Carter, Jerry Frieda, FEMA, a military coup, 1984-87. Northwoods, look it up. It didn't happen. Well, the Humanist Manifesto 1 and 2 is the blueprint of the World Revolutionary Plan. And they say that the time has come for widespread recognition of the radical changes religious beliefs throughout the modern world. Well, they think it is. Now, let me show you something here. Check this out. Let's bring it home, y'all, before I forget here. You know, now you see why sometimes some of the people that know me, I got a quirky sense of humor, sort of, and you kind of know why now, you know. Because I read this stuff 24/7. Now I'm going to bring it home to you. March the 19th. That is yesterday. 9-year-old's My Little Pony backpack was banned by the school. Now this, type this in your search bar right now and you're going to find it all over the place. Who cares? Right? Normal situation. Some little kid's backpack was banned by the school. I mean, locally, maybe. I don't know. But who cares internationally? Who cares? That's how they do it. Because one backpack is the center of a national firestorm. There you go. And by ABC News, no less. Their always cheerful cartoon horses of My Little Pony have made Grayson Bruce, 9 years old, the subject of bullying at his Buncombe County, North Carolina, elementary school. Wonder how many Wicca up there in Asheville County. Humanist. Witchcraft. But he says, and they're very well scripted if you watch the interview, I wonder how much they got paid for this. Anyway, it made me feel devastated, Grayson told ABC News, of the behavior he's endured. I didn't think I was going to get a reaction that I got, but it's the school's response to the situation that's generating controversy. The principal told me that we could no longer bring the bag to school. Grace's mother, Noreen Bruce, explained that he, as a principal, had the right to ban anything but he believed was a distraction. Well, that triggered an outpouring of support for Grayson and the backpack he used as a lunchbox. Nearly 50,000 likes on support for Grayson Facebook page and a change.org petition reached more than 6,000 signatures and counting, calling for the school to allow Grayson to bring his backpack. Saying a lunchbox is a trigger for bullying is like saying a short skirt is a trigger for a rape, said Bruce. Now you'd think that I wouldn't even bother with this, right? No, let me tell you what they're doing with this. Is now they're, number one, linking it to it's only a girl's thing here, and the boy's using it. So y'all, that my regular listeners, you know where that's going. But it's a lot more than that. A lot more. I did some further research. Did you know that there's in Poland, now Poland's got it going on, because in Poznan school, they've been forced to back down after it issued a ban on children bringing anything to school connected with the Hello Kitty series due to their satanic influence. Also, banned was Monster High and My Little Pony for the same reason. It began with an announcement posted on the website of the Catholic Education Society School in the city on September the 7th, which stated, quote, in connection with the ghoulish storyline and occult practices contained in the children's cartoon Hello Kitty, Monster High, and My Little Pony, I'm calling for teachers to note in red in the register that they've held a discussion with the class on the subject of Satanism, the occult, vampirism, and magic. At the same time, bringing any items into the school terrain, backpacks, pencil cases, etc., connecting with these programs is strictly forbidden. Now, Poland's got more sense than all of the country of America. And the Polish people have more sense than Americans, apparently. They're concerned about using bullying as the hook. And people in America are jumping on it, man. And they don't realize that My Little Pony, in fact, is teaching your 3-, 4-, 5-year-olds the concept of duality. Satanism. Witchcraft. And that's a fact. It's what the Wizard of Oz was all about. I may talk about that tomorrow. About how the Wizard of Oz was set up. It's amazing. The Wizard of Oz producer or the designer, Wizard of Oz, just got the idea one day when he was channeled. Did you know that's documented? It's documented. And the entire Wizard of Oz is the whole gambit on humanism. Oz is God. And each one of the players, What it does, the lion, who's the lion of Judah? It's Jesus Christ. Who's the lion in the Wizard of Oz? The cowardly lion. The tin man, tax ID number, T-I-N. Tin man was given a spell when he was a human that each time he got a part cut off, he grew a part of a metal. Family, that was him telling you about transhumanism. And the straw man. And not only was the streets of gold, follow the yellow brick road,
hello.
Yeah, was gold, but also the streets of gold in heaven. Green, Emerald City. Green, on the scale of alchemy, is Satan's color and frequency. Family, I'm not making any of this up. I'm telling y'all. Another article, Hello Kitty and My Little Pony, banned from school for promoting occultism. I found articles at the Yin Yang. Monster High. You got to be kidding me. Where's the parents? Where's Ron Paul on this? Where are these? Because they're all part of this agenda of humanism. Every mother's son of them. Because they're 33rd degree Masons, the highest level. And they are messing over their own Freemason families. And they don't know it. Because they're under a blood oath not to say a word. Now you know. There's a priest, Shalmaneer Kazira, whatever, which deals with tracking occultism and Satanism in cartoons and toys. And in one of his outline presentations, you can read, for example, that the characters of Hello Kitty has been created by Ikla Shemuzu, give me a break, please, as a thanksgiving to Satan for the supposed help in healing his 14-year-old daughter from cancer. In My Little Pony, in turn, there is a motif of transforming into a unicorn, a symbol of the New Age movement and the Antichrist of the little horn. And especially heartful, he also mentions a book about Harry Potter and the Twilight Saga. Did you know that Rollins was a witch, ordained witch? When y'all gonna wake up? It's not about bullying at all. Ain't got nothing to do with bullying. This is a setup, family, in a Freemason school, controlled in Bumpkin County, North Carolina, with witchcraft behind it. Then I read below some of the comments, and this is really amazing how people do not have any idea. They have no idea what's being done in this training in your schools about occultism and witchcraft. And y'all letting it happen. Nobody's doing a thing about it. Just letting it go on, paying attention to silly planes disappearing or I don't know what else, talking about Agenda 21, healthcare bill and all that. Great, talk about it. But you're not going to be able to do anything about it. People are accepting it. It's going to bring in the RFID tattoo that taps into your soul. I've got the patent for the darn thing. I've traced this to 1973. How this tattoo, that's the microchip that they're going to put on your skin, is the mark of the beast. Man, Poland's got it going on, man. They know what's going on. America don't. America, you've fallen way behind the power curve by generations. When you go wake up and get rid of these leaders. Oh, that's right. You have to replace the ones with blood oaths. They're controlling it. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Including the judges. So let me tell y'all, militia, no fellows out there, when you say we're going to arrest the bad guys, it's a facade and a lie from the pit of hell. There's nobody can arrest anybody. Apio, Mac, all you guys. There's no arresting anybody. So stop lying or get a knowledge of what's going on. Because both sides are Freemasonry. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Illuminati control both sides. There's no arresting anybody. You don't have anybody to arrest anybody. It's like a cartoon itself. A waste of time. It's about prayer It's about 2 Chronicles 7:14. It's about repentance. It's about following after Jesus, not man, because man will lie to you because they're controlled by the Vatican, by the Illuminati. And the Vatican and the Illuminati are controlled by the fallen angels. Both sides are evil to the core. You know, I'm hoping I connected some dots for people today, or I probably scared a bunch off, but that's just the way it goes. I got an article, March 11th, 2013, quote, Monster High, a doll line, you know, they got dolls too, like Barbie, a doll line introducing children to the Illuminati agenda. I got articles right here. It's right in front of us. I did my research this morning. Didn't take long. Quite quickly, actually. I'm nobody special. If I can do it, anybody can do it. You see, Mattel is one of the worst. You know that Monster High was created by the world's largest toy company, Mattel. Revenues of over $6.2 billion per year. And the chairman, listen to me now, the chairman of the board of directors, Robert A. Eckert, is a longtime member of the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergs, and the two most powerful elite circles that shapes the world today. And you know that company representatives who attend these elite meetings are there because the brands help push the elite's long-term agenda of humanism. They're powerful, world-reaching companies, Mattel, do not only sell products, but they sell a culture associated with them, with the cartoons and the action figures. Considering how children get attached to NEMA, obsessed with the dolls and the universe that surrounds them and the fantasy involved, Monster High and the universe that introduces to young children. And they're even dressed in outfits that are rather inappropriate for high school. Skull heads for locks. Look it up. Sex and death is taught to your children and always has been. They have monster figures like Dracula and Frankenstein as part of this. They call her Frankie Steen. Frankie Steen is one of them. Operetta, Phantom of the Opera. Werecats. How about that little transmission there? Werecats. And it talks about dueling personality. That's your yin and yang. That's your duality. It's monarch mind programming. It's worst. Undo the voodoo. Family, this sneaking up on us. Satan is getting hot and heavy, man. Family, we're at the end of the program. And I got a lot to cover tomorrow. Tonight, Bible study. The demonic realm. I'm going to talk about the supernatural and about Jesus Christ. I'm going to talk about a whole lot of stuff tonight. 7:30 to 9 on my website. Let y'all know that we are played randomly up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Highportradio.net. Highportradio, one word, .net, by John Kirkler. And also, we email, his email is highportradio@yahoo.com. Now, if I talk too fast today, I guess sometimes I get in a hurry because I just got so much in my mind that I want to get out that kind of counterproductive maybe, I don't know. But you can go back and replay it. I'll have it up on the site. Or if you just think I'm too crazy, fine. But everything I've told you is documented, and it's a doggone fact. And people aren't doing anything about it. And 99% of shows aren't covering it. And they're leading people down the Bryn Roth's path. Some of them don't even know themselves, though. You know? They're all talking about cannabis. That's part of it. There's all kinds of things. They're talking about individual things, but nobody's connecting the darn dots of the bigger picture. Anyway, so we're also played at Colorado, Blue Raven Network, KBLU Radio. And coming up on Monday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm also played up or have a live broadcast at RevelationRadioNetwork.com on Monday nights only. And then, of course, you know, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Well, sometimes a little laughter. I have my regular broadcast. And tonight and tomorrow night will be Bible study, which I have Tuesday through Friday. Of course, today is Thursday, and 7:30 to 9, and tomorrow, 7:30 to 9. And there you have it. Family, I loaded you down with a lot of stuff today. This is what's going on today. Not the flying plane thing, not Agenda 21, not even the health care bill. All that is part of what's happening, sure, but that's mediocre. Even this fake World War III that they tried to do in June of 1999, Wesley Clark tried to start World War III. People don't talk about that. And then Alex Jones, on December 31st, 1999, just went off ranting about Putin launching an attack. And that's exactly what's happening today, because they failed to make it happen in the year 2000. Now they're replaying this fake World War III. And you theologians and so-called evangelicals that are calling this World War III, shame on you. Gog and Magog is Turkey coming south, not Russia. It's Turkey. And it's the second seal. We're not even the first seal yet. And they're lying. We're not Babylon. Obama's not the Antichrist, because he only fills 19 of the 46 prophecies. The Pope is not the false prophet. These theologians just better just hang it up and go back to working at McDonald's. Because we're not Babylon, Obama's not the Antichrist, and the Pope is absolutely not the false prophet. Sananda Emmanuel, the fallen angel, will appear as the false prophet in disclosure. And Maitreya, we don't know the name yet, is the Antichrist, yet to happen. And that will be the real peace and prosperity. So this FEMA camp thing, it's not yet. You got to have peace and prosperity according to the Bible, and that's the rule. Had happened yet. They got some sneaky things coming up. Family, y'all have a good night. And know, through Jesus Christ, you've won this already. He's already won this. They're already defeated. This is the point. They want to make you think that they're not defeated, but they are defeated. Family's going to come to bear. Y'all be ready. And they're going to, you have interruptions. Distractions, the closer you get to following Jesus Christ, the closer it's going to come to distractions on your lives. You get ready, because God and Satan are going to bump up pressure. God to protect you and Satan to destroy you. Well, we've come to the end of the program, and family, I got to say sayonara. Y'all have a great night. And when you've got Jesus Christ in your heart, greater is he in you than is in the world. I don't see the problem. But being deceived is the major problem. So God bless and good night. And for those that want to come back at 7:30, I'll have Bible study. This is the Watchman for Jesus, signing off.
Thank you very much. much. I feel very honored to get to sing this song on the show tonight. And as Mama would say, I hope you get a blessing out of it. The gates and doors were barred and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and a voice began to call. So I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told me where she'd been. She said they'd moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. So we both ran toward the garden, and John ran on ahead. We found the stone and empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Oh, but something strange had happened there, just what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, and I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. And everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. And suddenly the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. The light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. Then I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Good night. God bless. And the station will continue with its 24-hour loop. And we'll see you tonight at 7:30. Signing off.